standing in Chinese restaurants looking at their statue of Buddha and questioning them about their God, Buddha. She says, I have a statue in my house. I carry fresh flowers, fresh rice every morning to him. And I kneel down in front of him and I worship him. But yet her God, when she moves, she quiet tonight. Amen. I would like to have one of them Holy Ghost runaways. But I feel the Spirit of God in a different route tonight. Amen. I could try to preach, amen, on the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Lord come down and help us. Amen. But if you ain't hungry for a move, it would do no good. I could preach till I fall over the rostrum, but accomplish nothing. But if we could just get him among us, let him touch us, I believe we can have church. Revelations chapter number 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants, the things which must shortly come to pass. He sent, signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse number 9. Let's keep reading forward. John, to the 7 churches which are to Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, from the 7 spirits which are before his throne, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and princes unto God. His Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beholdeth, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And every eye shall see him. And every eye shall see him. It's the first time I ever preached this. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Verse number 12. I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and a girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Listen, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. John said, and his eyes were as a flaming fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they had burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. And he had his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth with a sharp 2-edged sword. His countenance was the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me. You're going to help me tonight, aren't you? Revelation chapter number 20 tonight. I've never preached this text, but I feel like preaching on it tonight in this service. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 12. Start verse number 11. I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. From whose face the heaven and the earth fled away. There was no place found for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Stand one more time. Stretch your hands this way. Ask the good Holy Ghost to breathe in this house tonight. Great God of heaven, it's quiet. Lord, we're tired in body. The congregation is weak. But give us the spirit of the anointing power of heaven that we may preach to this congregation. Never lukewarm, lost, backslidden heart person may hear this message tonight. Great God, burn in us. Burn in us. Come on, saints, raise your hands. He's in our midst. He's in our presence. Honor Him. Honor Him. Honor Him. Lift Him higher than you would the presidents of the United States tonight. Honor Him. Honor Him. We magnify You tonight. Come on, saints of God. I feel His almighty presence among us tonight. Not just as a sweet Savior. Amen. But His almighty presence. Let us feel humbled, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this house tonight, Father. Let our hearts be humbled. Let our spirits be humbled. Let our voices be humbled in honor and majesty. Praise unto You. Jesus' lovely name we pray. The church said, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Jews hold that word so sacred. Hallelujah. Because Yah, meaning Jehovah, they do not say it. It's a word that is cast out of their vocabulary. Because to say that word without deep, deep admiration to the King of Glory would suffer their punishment to earth. I feel the Lord here to help me tonight. I have a champion in my life who is greater than the President of the United States of America. The world does not accept him. They do not honor him. And yet the church that is supposed to be bought by his blood, looking for his great appearing, don't even honor him anymore in their worship, in their hearts. We sing the songs. We preach the message. We pray the prayers. But yet our love for him is as cold as the icebox that's in our homes. Our admirations to him, amen, is as cold as the corpse, amen, that is getting ready for burial. Amen. Our love, our admiration toward him, because we have become used to salvation. We have become used to this experience with God. Amen. That we do not honor it as the greatest opportunity of life. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just a social gathering. It is the house of our great God, Jehovah. Amen. Hallelujah. It seems to sear or to ease our conscience if we are here, but yet it does not bother us, amen, to walk out and not one time raise our hands to worship. Not one time from the depths of the heart, even the voice, amen, ring out, even in love to that great, blessed Lamb of Glory, even that bled and died for our sins. Let us not criticize the world in their situations and in their evil doings, even because God cannot judge this world when his own children, even do not worship him and do not obey him, amen, to the fullest. Come on now. We pray God's judgment on the homosexual that's on the street corner, but God says, I can't judge a world of sin. Come on now. Even when it's in my church, when my own people do not obey me, when my own people are half-hearted, even do not center me in the attention of their lives, the Bible said that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And I want to tell you tonight, amen, it's going to be a hard day when you stand before God with no excuses, with no ways of saying, I was too tired or I didn't feel like it. Amen, come on. God's going to look at you and say, look him in the eyes and tell him why your love has grown cold. Look him in the eyes and tell him why he ain't everything in your life. Raise your hands and love God tonight. Amen. God help us. Amen. To sit down tonight. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Amen. This great glory, this great majesty, even came to the world. Even not as they expected. He came to the world. Even not as they were looking for him. They were looking for some rabbi, even to come out and speak in a language. They were looking for some man, even that could speak words, even of power and wisdom. Amen. But when he came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. And even at his birth, even they looked at Mary and Joseph and said to Mary and Joseph,
Joseph, I have no room for you in the end. But there's a cap, even barn down the road. Amen. I'm sure they'll let you lay your head, and there they rot, rat the blessed Lamb of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger. And God was looking at this sin cursed world and was saying, "For I so love the world that I give my only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the world looked back at God and said, "We've got no room for your Savior. We've got no room for your Jesus. We've got no room for this King in our lives." Do you know it is possible, saints of God, to get so carried about with the duty of salvation that we forget the love for him who is the captain of this salvation? Help me, Lord, just a while. I want to tell you, amen. We listened to a preacher last night as he said these words, amen. The thrill is gone. You do the duty, but the love ain't behind it. Hey, help me just a while. I want to tell you, children of God, let us fall back in love. I'm telling you, he's a coming back in the clouds of glory. He wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, and just some wise men and some shepherds came to behold my champion, came to behold my King. Hallelujah. Amen. He was born by the virgin birth of Mary. Amen. Hallelujah. And then 12 years old, let me back up here. Amen. And when his mother took him on the 8th day of Christmas, on the 8th day of circumcision, they walked into the temple to circumcise this baby. When they did, they was one by the name of Simeon, who was led by the Spirit of God to the temple. Amen. And I don't know exactly how it happened. I don't know if Simeon might have been led all the way up to where Mary and Joseph were and said, "Let me hold that baby." Or I don't know if Mary and Joseph was led too, and they brought that baby to Simeon, and Simeon beheld his glory. Amen. And looked up and in the eyes of heaven and said, "Now let thy servant depart, for mine eyes have seen the glory of God." Amen. And see Simeon rejoice. And then the next thing we find is a little woman, 106 years old, even coming in the temple. Heard the Bible said she worshiped daily. She magnified God with daily with fasting and prayers. And she come in the house of God. Amen. But that day, led by the Spirit of God, Anna came walking in by the name of Anna. She came walking in, and the Bible said she immediately began to rejoice and praise and magnify God. Why? Because the Spirit of God was leading her to the King. The Spirit of God was leading her to a champion, and yet he was among the world, and the world didn't even know he was here. He was among them, and yet they did not even know it. The Messiah was in the temple, but his own did not receive him. He said, "I came to my own, and my own received me not." They did not recognize him. They're still looking for him, amen, to come. But tonight, in this world full of evil, in this world full of sin, in this world even full of ungodliness and wickedness, the blessed Lamb of glory is preparing for the second returning to catch away the bride of Christ. The yet the world, amen, acts like it thinks going to heaven. Let's eat and give in marriage and have a good time. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's the wild night. He was in the temple and they didn't even know it. I'm telling you tonight, the blessed Lamb of Glory is among us tonight. And how many are led by the Spirit to know that He is the enormiest?
12 years old. Amen. Next time we hear him, 12 years old, standing there, looking. Amen. I hope you get with me tonight. Amen. Looking at him. Amen. They lose him for 3 days. And when they find my champion, my king, he is astonishing the doctors and the lawyers. And they're looking at him like he's some super kid, because he was super. Amen. They looked at him and he was astonishing them with his wisdom and with his knowledge. And he looked at them. They looked at him and they said these words. Amen. If I could say it like that song said it. Amen. Who are you? And my champion looked at him at 12 years old and said, well, if you want me to tell you which side, you see, on my mother's side, amen, I come was born in Bethlehem. On my mother's side, amen, my mother's name Mary and my daddy's name come on here, help me just a while, Joseph. Amen. But on my father's side, I came from the eternal glory of heaven. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? He said, I came, amen, I laid down my majesty, I laid down my glory, I laid down my honor, and I stooped down to put on flesh. Even I, who was rich, became poor, that they that are poor might become rich. Even, well, how old are you, son? Well, on my mother's side, I'm only 12 years old. But on my father's side, I was there when he said, let there be light. And there was light. I may look like a baby boy at 12 years old, but I got something flowing on the inside. It's not flesh. Amen. One colored preacher got to preaching about the blood. The blood. And he got to preaching and finally lifting up the blood. He said, my God, it's God's blood. It's the blood of God. Hallelujah. He might have looked like a nothing. Even just a young boy. Amen. Well, what's your plans, young man? Well, on my mother's side, they're going to lead me to a cross called Calvary. And I'm going to bleed and I'm going to die. But on my father's side, I'm going to reconcile a sinful world unto God. I'm going to reestablish the relationship between God and man. On my father's side, I'm going to conquer death, hell, and the grave. On my father's side, I'm going to boost, amen, a six-lane highway through death. And anybody whosoever will let him come and drink. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm a preaching tonight about my champion. Hallelujah. 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 30-some years old. Amen. Here he is. 30-some years old now. His ministry's beginning. Walking on a hillside. Headed to the river of Jordan. As he crosses that hillside, John the beloved Baptist, who was, he been baptizing his disciples. Amen. Who had filled with the Holy Ghost since his mother womb. Amen. That only heard his name and shouted for victory. Hallelujah. John beholding him. I don't know if he ever laid eyes on him before or not. But John baptized and looked up
and begin to cry, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Brother Oakley, I don't know if he had ever saw him before or not. Amen. It's a possibility he had as children in being kinned. But I want to tell you something, children of God. Amen. When he walked across that hill that day, he was not just even a babe born in a manger, but he came as the Lamb of God. And he walked down to that river brink. Amen. And the water had never felt, amen, the feet of the man like they're going to feel it now. Because the feet, that's just going to walk in. And the mud's going to seep between his toes. It's going to be the same man in just a few days who's going to congeal the sea and walk on top of it. Are you with me tonight? The world might have didn't know he was there. I said the world might have didn't know he was among them. But the earth shook when they stepped on it. Nature even rolled back and said, "Yes, Master, whatever you say." Come on here, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Even the world didn't know it. Even, but there was something about him. Even that nature knew it. Hey, hey, hey. Even this is God dressed up in flesh. Emmanuel, this is God. Even with us. Even that's the reason why laying in that manger, the birds came and sang. Amen. What did you do, mister? Amen, Bernie. Well, I sang in the sleep every night. Every night I sang in the sleep. Well, what did you do, Mr. Camel? The camel said, I rolled men from miles. I said, I rolled the shepherds. I rolled the wise men. I carried them to meet the king. Amen. What did you do, Mr. Cow? I gave him my hay to lay down his head. What did you do, Mr. Sheep? I gave him my wool to wrap him in. I feel God in this house today. I want to tell you, the world didn't know he was here, but I better believe, you better believe, amen, that the earth and the animals knew who this King of Glory is. And there's some of us tonight, we claim salvation, but yet we really don't know even him like he really is. Woo! It's Friday night. We're going to go left or we're going to go right. You're going to watch me preach for 45 minutes and you're going to go home. Or either you're going to get in here, he helped me preach for 45 minutes, and let's have a move of God. That's all in your hands. It ain't in God's. God's already here. It's all up to you. You see, this King, amen, the Lamb of God, even is beginning his ministry. The dove descends in the bodily shape the Spirit does as a dove. This proves the oneness doctrine wrong. Even right now, for Jesus is in the water. The dove is descending. The Spirit's descending. And the Father answers out of heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And John slayed his hand on baptizing him. Will his earthly ministry begin, my champion, as he walks the shores of Galilee? He walks up to Matthew, and Matthew never laid eyes on him before, but he had such power in his words that he said to Matthew, "Follow me." And Matthew forsook everything that he had, amen, and came after Jesus. Amen. Come on now. He went by and found Luke. Amen. And then a fishing Peter. Amen. Come on now. And he said, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers." Amen. Of men. And they dropped their nets and they followed him. And he got his earthly ministry. And he began to walk the face of the earth. He'd walk into one town and raise the dead. and open blinded eyes. Hey, hey, hey. And sitting the first time, even in a marriage, he looked, even at it was over, and they ain't got no wine. He said, whatsoever Mary did, he tells you to do. Make sure you do it. That ain't just mere man, but that's God man. Come on now. And he said to him, bring me your water pots. And he prayed, and the water turned to wine. And the king cried, why did you save the best for last? Even that was his first miracle according to the book. Amen. Come on now. Matthew talked of his earthly birth. Mark talked of his earthly birth. Amen. Luke talked of his earthly birth. Come on now. But when John talked about it, he didn't start with Mary. He didn't start with Joseph. He said, and the Word was God. Come on now. Even John, even came to bear witness of that light, but he was not that light, but he came to be the foreshadowing of that light. Even John had a revelation, even of this great, glorious, even magnificent, wonderful Lamb of God.
I was just preaching on Jesus again. That's just another message on Jesus. I believe before we get out of here, we're going to have to get excited one more time about the blood slain Lamb of glory. Are we going to suffer on Judgment Day? Do you hear me? If you shout more on the Holy Ghost than you do on Jesus, there's something wrong with your experience. If you shout more over holiness preaching than you do on Jesus, there's something wrong with your experience. Hey, help me while I preach. This is the theme of the church. It ought to be the center of our attention. When his name's mentioned, it ought to send chill bumps all over our bodies. When his name's mentioned, it ought to bring lumps in our soul. And the Holy Ghost in our life arise up and say, yes, yes, yes. Preach about him again. Tell me one more time. Tell me one more time. Hallelujah. Nature knows who he is. This king, this champion of all champions. You see, even all the way from Abraham, even all those that died went to a place called paradise. Went to a place where they dwelt. Even that was called paradise. Even if we could ask, even the receptionist there in paradise, even the death receptionist, tell us, even what went on down there. And this receptionist would say, well, you see, there was a man by the name of Abraham that lived in paradise, amen, that everybody looked to. And every time somebody checked in, he would say, have you seen him? Is he here yet? Is the Messiah here? Is the King here yet? And they'd all look at him, the receptionist, say, Mr. Abraham, or Brother Abraham, he's not here yet. Even I didn't see him. But there came a time, Mr. Receptionist, tell us more. And the receptionist said, well, there came a time when there was one checked in here by the name of Simeon. And when he walked in, said, that whole bunch got chaotic. Said, I heard him say something like this. Abraham said, have you seen him, sir? And Simeon looked at Abraham and said, what you talking about? Have I seen him? I just held him in my arms. I just looked in his eyes. He was a baby, but Abraham, he's here. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, but he's here. Amen. About that time, reception said, well, Anna checked in. Well, what did she tell Abraham? She came in shouting. What, Miss Receptionist? She came down this tunnel with a kick in her leg and a smile on her face. And she walked into paradise. And Abraham said, have you seen him? And she let out a war whoop and said, blessed be the name of the God of Israel. I just was in the temple and I beheld his glory. Tell us more, Mr. Receptionist. Tell us more. Well, there was a man by the name
John the Baptist sent them. Amen. Well, what happened then, Mr. Receptionist? Well, you see, when John checked in, he said she walked in, or he walked in. Abraham said, John, what's going on? And John said, Abraham, you won't believe it. Just a few days ago, I laid my hand on him. I placed him in the water. And when he came out of that water, I heard a voice. And I saw the Spirit. Tell me more, Mr. John the Baptist. Abraham's getting excited. Tell me more. Well, you see, I was wondering if it was him, because I was locked up in prison. He said, and I sent my disciples to find him. And when they found him, the last thing I heard, Brother Abraham, the last thing I heard from him was he said, tell John the things that you have seen. Amen. And I am him. Just take another look, John. And John the Baptist said, I lost my head on the count of him, Abraham. He's here. And he's doing his earthly ministry. And he's on his way. Amen. Tell us some more, Mr. Receptionist. And she'll look at us and say, well, let me tell you. Amen. There was a little woman checked in here by the name. She didn't even check in with a name. She just wrote down woman at the well. And I said, now, I don't understand it. But when she walked into paradise, they all got chaotic. The whole crowd got stirred up and said, Abraham got excited because when she walked in, Abraham said, have you seen him? She said, what are you talking about? I was just headed to the well a few days ago, and he was sitting on my well. And he said, the water that you should drink out of here, you'll thirst again. But if I give you the water that I got, you'll never thirst again. Amen, Mr. Abraham. Amen, I got saved, went, got my whole family, and they met him. He's on his way, Abraham. He's doing his work, and he's on his way. Woo! Amen. I see. Come on now. Help me just a while. Amen. I don't want to preach long tonight. Amen. All of a sudden, one checked in. What's this next one here? Blind Bartimaeus. Amen. What happened, Mr. Reset? When blind Bartimaeus checked in, amen, said they went in chaos again. Said when blind Bartimaeus checked in, he said, Abraham, you won't believe it, but I was blind and I was sitting by the sidelines, and though I couldn't see him, I heard he was passing by, and I cried out with a loud voice, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he came over and touched me. Abraham, I'm telling you, he opened my blinded eyes, even that I could not see before, but I that was blind now can see. Amen. What's going on upon earth? Amen. Well, I told you nature, amen, knew who he was. The demon forces of hell knew who he was. Because when he was on that boat and he's calmed the raging sea, he said, be still, wind. And the wind said, yes, master. The rain said, yes, master. The waves said, yes, master. Come on now. And just a few days after that, even bread said, yes, master. He said, multiply yourself, bread. And bread broke all up, fed 5,000. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Fishes, amen, multiplied at the command of this great King, glory champion. Amen. Well, let me tell you that demons even knew who he was, because when he sailed up on this land, even the boat hit the dock of the Gadarenes, even all it did was step out, put his toes on the ground, and it sent shock waves through the earth and set the demons in a man who could not be calmed down, who was out of control, said he came running out of the tombs, running as hard as he could. What's happening? Tell me more. Tell me more. Well, this man slung himself down at the feet of the master. The Bible said, and God gave it him and exalted him, giving him a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Come on, saints. Every time you say Jesus, every demon around you has to get on his knees Amen. Do you hear me? Jesus and every devil in hell, that Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, when we'll go back to lifting up the Lord of glory, when we'll go back to praising Him, when we'll go back to worshiping, I tell you, the saints of God, I have victory like you ain't never seen. I'm telling you, when my champion walks into cancer, cancer says, yes, master. When my champion walks in the demon possession, demons shot on their and said, no! Why comest thou, master, to persecute us before our time? Because you want to know why? Though the earth didn't recognize him, amen, and though the priests didn't recognize him, the demons in hell knew who he was. Demons bowed. I'm not here to give you this history lesson either. Demons bowed. I said demons bowed and magnified him. Woo! And he saved and cast them demons out into the hog swine. And they ran violently down a steep hill. And then, amen, this that was unclothed and naked was sitting clothed. And in his right mind, demons even listened to him. You see, well, tell me, Mr. Death, tell me, did he do anything to your kingdom? Well, you see, one of the first things he did was I had took my stinger into one boy, and they were taken into the graveyard. Amen. But Jesus interrupted the funeral procession and said, don't bury that coffin yet. Don't bury that coffin yet. And Jesus laid his hand on the bar. Amen. Bear that casket. Amen. And right in the middle of the own funeral, he jumped right out of his own funeral. Amen. The mother went back to his town. Amen. Crying and rejoicing. What's wrong with you? Thought you went to a funeral. Thought your son died. Well, I met a man by the name of Jesus. Come on now. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Well, amen. Jesus hears. Lazarus is sick and is just about to die. So Jesus said, we're going, boys. But we can't go there. We'll be stoned. Jesus said, we're going. We're going. Amen. And the champion's on his way. But on his way, he's 4 days late. Amen. Now let's go back to paradise. Amen. Tell me, Mr. Receptionist, what went on? Well, you see, there was a man by the name of Lazarus that checked in, glory to God, and said he was standing there talking to Abraham. And he said, Abraham, what are you talking about? I know him. He's my best friend. Said he loved me. Said, I've been sick, and I thought he's coming, but I guess he didn't make it. But Abraham, I saw him raise some dead folks. I saw him touch the blinded eyes. Said, me and him had such a close relationship, you know, and about this time on earth, Jesus is standing at the tomb, and he's saying, roll the stone away. Even Lazarus is locked up inside. Even Lazarus is talking. Even down in paradise, his soul is. And the reception said, the most oddest thing happened. Said, I've never seen it happen like this. Said, Lazarus was standing there talking to Abraham. And about that time, Lazarus said, hey, Abraham, I hear him calling my name. It seemed like I can hear him right now. Amen. And one preacher said, Jesus hadn't said, Lazarus, ever David, ever John, ever Matthew, ever Mark, ever Luke, would have come walking out of that tomb. Amen. But one preacher said, I'll go beyond that. He said, then the Holy Ghost knew which Lazarus he was talking about. Come on now. And the Holy Ghost said, not you, not you, not you, not you, but you. Come here. Hallelujah. And now Lazarus is saying, Abraham, it seems like I can hear him now. Wow. Matter of fact, Abraham, he is calling me. Amen. And Lazarus turned around and walked out of paradise, walked back through death's tunnel, and got back in his body. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And it came hopping out of that tomb. And Jesus said to the neck, loose him and let him go. I believe they didn't have to touch the napkin. The napkin ripped open, and out of that napkin, come on now, Lazarus, I'm a preaching tonight. The world don't know him. They don't know why I'm excited. They don't know why I quit. He been going with the world. They don't know why I live holiness. They don't know why I do what I do. But I'll tell you why. I met a man who eclipsed every pleasure of this world.
Pray with me. And they all fall asleep. And he walks a little further. And he kneels down. And he prays. I don't know if it was the first time or not. But kneeling there, one song said in deep contrition, he prayed more earnestly. And I want to tell you, we preach the cross as the greatest suffering pain. But Brother Collins are greater than the pain of his hands being nailed and his fleshly body being pierced. Was he in that garden? Because in that garden, his soul suffered anguish. Jesus said, my soul was so sorrowful. It was sorrowful unto death. And I even cried, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Hallelujah. The whole world's sin was on his back. Your sin, my sin, your children's sin, your grandpa's sin, every man that ever lived sin was pressuring him to the ground. Come on, stay with me the next 10 minutes. Amen, and I'm going to hurry and close. Amen, but him kneeling there until sweat poured out of his body, until the pressure, even because blood began to seep out. Amen. I want to tell you something here tonight. I don't know that's the first time he bled, but when that first drop came out of his body and hit that dusty ground, I believe all of hell shook in their shoes. Do you hear me? Amen. The Bible said to his blood, but his sweat became great drops of blood. And there in that garden, that I might be saved, God help me not to shout without realizing who got me where I'm at, so I can shout. Oh! Sitting on the platform in Allentown with some of the greatest men that ever put on shoes. Lord, why did I ever get here? Amen. Why did I ever get to sit up here with these great men of God? Amen. Why don't you stop down the road when you came looking for me? Chad would have been a better preacher. Jonathan would have been a better preacher. Come on now. But for some reason or another, he knocked on my door. But I don't know about you, but before August the 30th, way back in that garden, when the blood was coming down out of his sweat, he was thinking about me. He was thinking about you. He was thinking about your children. My God, I wish you'd hit me, please, just a little while tonight. I'm telling you, when the blood came down, what you received freely cost him his life. What you rejoice over and do not thank him, and what we get excited over and never worship him much anymore, cost him his life.
Blood dropped. I'm hurrying. Not because I want to, because I got to. Blood streamed down off of his body onto the ground. The trail of blood started there in the garden. Now they betray him into the hands of soldiers. And as he walks down to stand before the judges, hallelujah. The judge looks at him and says, what is your plea? And he opens not his mouth. Are you the Son of God, thou sayest? Is all he ever said. The Bible said, like a lamb led to the slaughter, Jesus was led to Calvary. Hallelujah. As Barabbas is sitting in his cell,
Barabbas is saying, I must die today. Today's my crucifixion. All of a sudden he hears them screaming, crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. He looks out and says, man, they must really hate this man. I tell you, this message, every time I preach this, it gets quiet like it is tonight. And the devil fights me tooth and toenail. I want to tell you something here tonight. I'm going to preach it till the day I die. Even let it hair lip pale. Amen. Folks may not shout with me when I preach it. Folks may not rejoice with me when I preach it. But I want to tell you, it's the message that's going to break the power of hell. Come on here. I said, it's the message that's going to break the power of hell. It may not stir you, but hell gets upset. I tell you, the devil gets in fits when you go to preaching on this. Come on here now. And the devil fights this kind of preaching more than he fights any other kind of preaching. Because this message, if it can penetrate the heart of individuals, even causes men to run and scream and cry and fall on their face. And Barabbas says, man, they must hate this man. What has this man done to deserve so much hatred? He meant nothing. He was guilty of love in the first degree. Amen. Oh, glory. And I want you to, this is where I'm preaching from tonight. Amen. They blindfolded him, Brother Oakley. They put a blindfold around his eyes. And they reached up and plucked his beard. And the blood was all over his face. I'm talking that blood, just crimson blood all over him. His eyes are blindfolded as they slap him in the face. And blood splatters all over the wall. And blood splatters all over the ground. Their hands are bloody. But I'll ask you something. Why don't you ever see a picture, amen, of Jesus blindfolded? We see him supper table. We see him in the crucifixion. Why did they blindfold him? Why did they blindfold this Lamb of God? Because I want to tell you, they could not look in the eyes of love. They couldn't look in the eyes of compassion. They couldn't look in the eyes of grace. How do you know that? Well, the Bible said, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Even every time they slapped him, his eyes were penetrating their souls. So they blindfold him and slapped him some more. And now all of heaven is quiet and all the angels are squit. Even there's no crying holy. Even there's no, come on now. And over heaven, and all the angels in heaven are bowing over. And they're looking down at the Lamb of God hung between heaven and earth as he's hanging there or as he's being beaten, excuse me. Even the cat of nine tails. Even that cat of nine tails is ripping his stomach wide open. And his entrails are falling out of his body. And the Bible said his vision was scarred or marred greater than any other man. You could not even recognize he was a human being. You could not even recognize even he was man. Even I believe the angels might have cried, hold it, Father. What are they doing to your side? What are they doing to your lamb? What are they doing to your prince? And I believe God might have said, Isaiah, stand up. And Isaiah, rise up and say, he was bruised for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 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 He's already a beaten man. He take the blindfold off. His eyes, lids are swelled shut. I'll tell you something tonight. I'll tell you who we are. We're like Peter and them. When the little woman walked in, the Bible says, standing behind him, she cried and wet his feet with her tears. But ugly, she didn't even feel worthy to stand in front of him. One of the disciples screamed, "Who is this woman? She's a harlot. She's a prostitute. What is she doing in here wiping your feet?" And Jesus says to the disciple, "Ever since I came in here, said you've not washed my feet one time. But this woman ain't stopped with her tears. Since I come in here, you ain't anointed my head. But this woman has break precious ointment that cost everything she had." Yeah. Everything she had.
Right.
She stood behind him and washed his feet. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Even when I get to feeling like I'm a feeling tonight, I'm going to tell you, amen, I feel like bowing down at his feet and just worshiping him for a while. Oh, the debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt that he didn't owe. Here he is, bleeding, boisterous. His body's rent. He's carrying a cross up the hillside. Barabbas says, "There they go. They're coming to get me." The doors swing open. And this soldier says, "Leave, Barabbas. You're free to go." And they loosed a murderer on the streets. And they took the Lamb of glory, walked him up a hillside, knelt his hands down, his feet down. And they put him up there on a tree. And all the hell cries, "Get him high. Get him high. Get him high. Get him high." I want to tell you, hell didn't know what he was doing. Because the Bible said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And hanging on that cross, with blood dripping over his body, every part of his body red. Hallelujah. Blood dripping off his toes. He screamed with a loud voice, "It is finished!" The earth trembled and shook under the power of God. And all of hell was having a party. But when the blood kept dripping, I believe ever, it sounded like this in hell. "Crank up the music!" Brother Joey Hyde said, the devil screamed, "Crank up the music!" But every time a drop of blood ran down his body and dripped off his toes and hit the earth, all of hell shook. Because every drop had enough power to save hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And I'm hurrying just as fast as I can. And when he cried, "Finished," he bowed his beloved head and died. And the soldier cried, "My God, surely this was the Son of God, and we know it not." Amen. And in paradise, amen, what happened, Mr. Receptionist? Well, there's one checked in. I didn't even know his name. All he wrote down was "thief on a cross." Said when he walked in, Abraham, the whole crowd got excited because the thief cried to Abraham, "Abraham, I just hung on a bloody hillside beside him. I heard him cry, 'Today thou shalt be with me in paradise.'" What happened, Mr. Receptionist? Even when Jesus cried, "It's finished," and the Mr. Receptionist would say, "You don't want to know." Said, "We got to be quiet." All the hell gets upset. He said, "I looked, and coming down that tunnel, I thought, man, Mr. Death must have a flashlight. But the closer it got, even I realized it wasn't light, but it was the glory of the Creator." And as they walked down that death tunnel, amen, would come on now. Even when he walked in, glory, said, first of all, he walked across the great gulf licks. Do you hear me? I said he walked across the great gulf licks, walked into hell, snatched the keys to death, hell, and the grave, turned around and walked out as all of hell, amen, bowed down and worked.
worshiped him. Do you hear me? The Bible, the devil didn't kill Jesus. Do you hear me? It wasn't a fight hardly at all. Because when he walked in, every devil bowed down, handed in the keys. As he walked out, the Lamb of God and the receptionist, he walked into the paradise and he said then, I am that I am. And he signed it in blood. And the most unique thing about him is he signed checking out in 3 days. And on the third day, he lined them up and he walked out of this place. And in paradise, he'd never been occupied since. Said he looked at Abraham and said, go on, boy, let me go back by the graveyard and pick up my body. And he went to the tomb, slid this body on. Come on now, walked out of the tomb. Amen. And Mary cried, amen, Master, or sir, do you know where you laid him? And then Jesus cried, Mary. And she cried, Master. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, he rose again on the third day. He's the conqueror. He's the champion in this house tonight. Revelations, my message. Revelations, the theme of it is Jesus. And it reveals his Godhead. Revelation means apocalypse. Eclipse meaning covering up a veil. But up top, pop to means a snatching away of the curtain, or the unveiling of that which has been clipped. I want to tell you, John, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house, and I feel the Lion of the tribe of Judah rising up in me, and I'm finished. Amen. But John said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, amen, they all seen him as a poor, wretched man hanging on a hillside. Amen. But when John saw him in Revelations, he was the King of Glory. When Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John saw him on the cross, amen, come on now, he was a weakling, looked like hanging on that tree. And his enemies were laughing at him. But in Revelations, his enemies are running from him. Come on here now. In Matthew, he had a crown of thorns. Amen. But in Revelations, John saw him with a crown of gold. In Matthew, amen, he only had a few at the foot of the cross, amen, that was worshiping him. Amen. But in Revelations, John saw a number which no man could number. Amen. Come on now. 10,000 times thousands times thousands. Amen. Stood and beheld his glory. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I want to tell you something tonight. The world still ain't accepting him. They're acting like he ain't never coming. Amen. You pass them on the road and they're having a party tonight. You can leave tonight and drive by the bars and they're partying. And tonight, sir, ma'am, you're in this place and you're lost and you think everything's fine. But hear this preacher and hear me well. There's coming a day when you're not going to hear of him as a babe in a manger and as a Savior on a cross. But you're going to see him with eyes like fire, amen, shining like the bright sunning sun shining. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's why heaven fled. That's why the earth fled when he stepped to the forefront. Amen. Heaven fled. The earth fled. Because the Lamb of God is standing. And one of these days, everybody in this place is going to have to look in his fiery eyes. I said, everybody is going to look in his fiery eyes. And I preached long again tonight. 2 nights out of this week, I preached lengthy. And I apologize for the length. But I want to tell you something tonight. One of these days you're going to look him in the eyes. Do you hear me? All of heaven fled from him. All of earth fled from him. Brother Kyle, each one of us, we're going to want to hide our heads. Yes, we are. We're going to want to hide our heads. But God's going to say, get your head up. Get your head up. Look in his eyes. Look in his eyes. Look in his eyes. And the Lamb of God's going to be standing there. And you're going to have to look in his eyes. And he's going to look back at you. I'm going to tell you in a game tonight. And just because Jesus ain't come back and brought judgment on the world, we live like everything's hunky-dory. But I want to tell you, God's gave you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, after chance after chance after chance. Come on here. Come on here. And I heard the preacher say on the way to church tonight, it'll be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for you, Bethsaida and Capernaum. Because had they had Jesus, amen, in their midst, had I preached to them, they would have repented. But no, come on here. I'm going to tell you another thing, how I live on this. Come here, amen, Brother Collins, come here. When this great man of God steps, amen, there in the judgment seat of God, in that little woman sitting over yonder, amen, after all the tears he's ever cried and she's cried, and after every message that penetrated this pulpit, that he preached holiness and he preached righteousness, amen, and God's going to look at you when you stand before God, and God's going to say, look in the Savior's eyes. First of all, tell him why you're not ready. Tell him why you're not ready. But then the Lord's going to say, you see that, that white-headed man, that gray-headed man standing over yonder, all the tears he cried, and you're not ready. Even all the tears she cried, and you're not ready. All the preachers that I sent through that church, and you're not ready. Every evangelist that I sent by, two in one service, maybe at every service, and yet you're not ready. Even I want to tell you, it's going to be a sad day come judgment morning. Do you hear me? It's going to be a sad day come judgment morning, because we think everything's fine. But every atheist, every man in this earth, every woman, every boy, every girl, even the devil worshippers, are going to have to look him eyeball to eyeball and tell him why they're not saved. Tell them. That's why the Bible said, how shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation?
I preached till I'm hurting and I'm closing. Stand all over the building. In respect to the Spirit, stand. In respect to the Holy Ghost, stand. It's 20 to 10. What you going to tell him the reason why? Even if it's so late, you couldn't get in. What you going to tell him your excuse? Sir, you had a praying wife, praying families. How about a woman? You had praying husbands. You had praying grandmas. You had praying grandpas. Amen. But most of all, you had a Savior that bled and died on Calvary. I want to tell you, on the way all day today, you can ask these people that I've been with most of all today. I have not been myself. I've not talked much. Amen. This whole day. But I want to tell you something tonight. I feel judgment in the depths of my soul. I feel the line of the tribe of Judah in the depths of my soul. And I felt like last night I might preach on the Holy Ghost and anointing tonight. Amen. But this day God dealt with my heart to preach. What are you going to do when you look him in the eyes? What are you going to say to him when he looks at you and you look at him and you're going to say, I didn't have time. I didn't have time. I didn't have time. I didn't have time. I'll ask you another question, saints. What have you done for him? We think it's, well, it's your privilege. I got dressed and cut tonight. That's all the honor you get from me. I took time out of my busy schedule to come service tonight. Here I am. Bless me. I'm here. I want to tell you, hey, it was people that give their lives for this gospel. These people that's been beaten and in other countries tonight, in Russia and all these other countries that are hiding out because they got no place to worship. This man right here with a burden on his heart. Come on here. He may never preach a camp meeting. He may never preach a youth camp. But there's one thing about it. Amen. To me, he's more man of God. Amen. Than most preachers I know, for the simple fact he's got enough of a burden on his heart. He's willing to drive I don't know how many hours out to the middle of nowhere where there ain't no churches and seek God for a move of God. Amen. And just so happily read the Bible on a Sunday. Amen. The Lord said, as I led Moses, so shall I lead you. And open his eyes and look up. And there stood a holiness woman looking at him and said, you look like church folks. Come go to church with us. Amen. But willing to sacrifice every bit of it. Come on here. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a sad day come judgment when we look in the eyes of the Savior, because we mully grubbed over valleys and we mully grubbed over mountains and we mully grubbed
up over discouragements. And we mother grub over amen failure. Come on now. And we mother grub over this one and over that one. And the blessed Lamb of God looks at you and God says, look him eyeball to eyeball. Amen. What you gonna do? Well, I went to church every Sunday morning. Come on, I played the guitar, I played the piano. He's gonna look at you and say, that's just little service. That's just little service. What have you done for me? Look him in the eyes. The little girl who went to church and was beaten. Every time she went, beaten. Her dad said, if I catch you there, I'll beat you. She went anyway. Till finally one day he beat her to her clothes and bloody. Her dress was bloody. And as she was dying, he meant they had changed her clothes. If I get the story right, I've heard three different stories of the same story. But one said that she grasped the hold of her little dress that was soaking wet, soaked with blood, and held it close to her heart. And they said, give it to us. And she cried, no, I must take this to my Jesus and show him he bled for me and I had to bleed for him. Come on here, help me while I preach just a little while. When you look him in the eyes, I run myself rugged, traveling all over this countryside preaching this great gospel. Until nights I leave pulpits and my whole inside's ripping out of me, and I lay down in the bed and nobody moved that night. Nobody prayed in an altar. Nobody worshiped. And I got up and preached till my insides fell out. And I'd get up out of church's overdrive 12 hours. Come on now. And turn around and leave and drive another 12 hours the next weekend. Get 2 hours sleep. Even come on, then it wasn't just this last week I've done it. And run myself rugged. Preachers all across America run their self rugged. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a hard day come judgment day when we look God eyeball to eyeball and God says, look at him. Look at him. Look in his eyes and tell him. Come on here. God's judgment. You hear me? You mark it in your black book, sir. You mark it in your black book. God's going to get your attention.
Yonde shake a die, yes, a die, yes, a die.